Hashtag values other charity work. Hashtag activism, also known as slacktivism, is a form of advocacy that takes place through social media. It requires no effort to take part in beyond a simple like or retweet. As I talk, I'd like you to keep in mind a contrasting example. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge has been fantastically successful, and it is an example of how to properly do social media campaigns. It is not hashtag activism. It requires you to actually get up, get off of your computer, and pour a bucket of ice water on yourself. It's not much, but it's something. So I have three main points here, actually. Hashtag activism is inherently sensationalist, it doesn't lend itself to generating meaningful change, and it reduces participation in other, more useful forms of activism. I think it should be obvious to everyone that social media trends are inherently sensationalist. They come and go just like that. Who remembers what the Harlem Shake is? There's a great deal of inconstancy here, which means there's less staying power for any activist movements that are buoyed to the top on the wave of public opinion. Like, hashtag bring back our girls, or hashtag Kony 2012. Kony still hasn't been called, and the girls still aren't back, but I haven't heard anything about that. Long-term donors are the problem for most charities. And long-term donors are exactly what you don't get from this kind of fickle wave of public opinion. This drive to go viral also has other consequences. It leads social media campaigns to misrepresent key facts for emotional impact. The biggest example is probably Invisible Children, which was behind the 2012 campaign. They pretended like the Ugandan government was this great, peaceful force, and that past efforts at peaceful solutions had been doomed to failure. In reality, the Ugandan government is terrible, and a peaceful solution was actually pretty close to being grasped at one point. Overly emotional campaigns also lead to reactionary solutions, which are exactly what we don't need. For instance, Invisible Children wanted to send a bunch of troops to hunt down Kony and kill a bunch of child soldiers. That kind of thing is bad. Honestly, though, this sensationalism could be tolerated if these campaigns actually did what they were trying to do. The problem is they don't. Hashtag activism is terrible at causing meaningful, lasting change. I'll give you an example. Hashtag bring back our girls. At first glance, it seems like it was successful. Michelle Obama even tweeted, hashtag bring back our girls, we need to bring back our girls. That happened, and then we sent troops over. So clearly, the campaign did something, right? No, not really. You see, Israel also sent troops to help retrieve the hostages that Boko Haram took. They sent them before we did. Israel has like 10,000 Twitter users. I don't think it was the hashtags that did this. In the case of social activism, the defense is commonly offered that although the hashtag campaigns change nothing materially, they start conversation. But this is largely untrue. Have you ever been on Twitter? Conversation on Twitter is just sound bites and one-liners back and forth. You can't express any nuance in 140 characters. Reporting in legitimate news has largely been devoted to addressing these hashtag campaigns as social phenomena rather than responding to the issues they raise. You'll see plenty of reporting about the rise of a hashtag, but not what it represents. Finally, engaging in slacktivism also makes you less likely to later engage in meaningful charity work. And this is the big one. If it weren't for this, I'd say, yeah, go for it, retweet whatever you want. Retweet whatever you want. There was a recent study by Christopherson and his associates that indicates that public token support, so little things like hashtags or liking a status or wearing one of those little pins, they actually make you less likely to support the cause you're championing. Like, you can stand up and argue, well, I don't think it should be like this, it would make sense that you would support the cause that you support. It doesn't matter what you think. What matters is the fact that you are less likely to donate your time and less likely to donate your money to a cause that you're doing these little hashtags for. It's as simple as that. Now, the negation may attempt to use studies performed that supposedly found that slacktivists were no less likely to donate their time and money than non-slacktivists. However, these studies were performed on active social media advocates whose involvement went well beyond merely retweeting or supporting retweeting or clicking like. They would invite friends to join their groups, hold meetups. They would write actual full blog posts. They tended to be journalists. That's very different than you clicking, oh, hey, I want to save Darfur. Oh, hey, this saves Darfur. Very different. So I've demonstrated that hashtag activism is sensationalist, that it's ineffective, and that it reduces the desire to engage in legitimate charity work. And that's why I'm convinced that this sort of advocacy ultimately devalues charity work. And that's why others are convinced, too. UNICEF Sweden recently reminded the public that likes don't save lives. Like us on Facebook, their campaign announced, and we will vaccinate 0 children against polio. Respected charities spend money to oppose the myth of hashtag activism. That is money they could be using to, say, vaccinate children against polio. Clearly, they think that there's something here. They think that you need to know that liking a page isn't going to save Darfur, and it isn't going to save any babies, and it isn't going to save any sheep. You need to know that it takes money to achieve actual results, and they don't get that from you liking or retweeting or whatever you're doing. I'm glad you like the idea of saving children in Darfur. I promise on it. But if you really want to do something, instead of patting yourself on the back about how great you are, you need to put your money where your mouth is. I'll take orders.